Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 9:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James, here. I am joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
And we are going to be joined by Mr. Mike Miller in a second here. I did want to let everybody know that we will still have our Culver Star of the Day. It's going to be coming up right after our interview with Mike here. So we'll still have it before 9:30. We'll get to it. I know how much you guys like
special
it.
Special news flash.
Yeah. We'll get into that. But we do have an important conversation right here we want to have. Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Miller.
No, thank you for having us.
Mike is the Vice President of the Board of Directors of the Wisconsin State Firefighters Memorial. Mike is kind enough to spend some time with us today and put the spotlight on this incredibly important, wonderful event that takes place. And I know it's something that it feels... I don't want to say it like I look forward to it every year, because certainly we it is a somber situation, but I do enjoy the fact that we get to put the spotlight on our firefighters, that we get to talk about this. I don't think we get to do that nearly enough, Mike, so appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Mike, for those that don't know, I wanted to just let them know, here in Wisconsin Rapids, starting tomorrow, this will be taking place. The final alarm ceremony and roll call will be at 3:33. The silent procession through Wisconsin Rapids will start at 7. Mike, how did this start?
The entire concept of the Wisconsin State Firefighters Memorial and Park began back in 1994. And it was started by 7 members that were in the fire service in West Central Wisconsin. And it has grown tremendously over the years, thanks in part to the support from so many individuals and departments and organizations. And now, currently this year, we have also included EMS, Emergency Medical Services, mm-hmm. in the park, and we will be renaming it. We have renamed it officially the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial. Mm. So it is no longer officially known as Wisconsin State Firefighters Memorial. It is the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial. And with that, we will now be including the names of all emergency medical service first responders that have died in the line of duty as well.
I think that's beautiful, Mike. That's wonderful. How did that come about?
There has been discussion about including EMS for the past few years, and one of our board members is heavily involved in the field of EMS, and it has just been kind of a driving force, and it all came about with a vote at our annual meeting, and it is now official, as they say, and there will be some changes at the park in the future. We will have a new signage that is currently there that will say Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial, and there will also be an exclusive EMS-related type statue. Currently, in front of the memorial wall, we have a life-size statue that shows firefighters rescuing one of their own. And in the near future, there will also be an EMS-related statue as well.
That sounds great. So what can you tell us about the event tomorrow? What can people expect?
So tomorrow, starting at 3:33 p.m., right directly in front of the memorial wall, there will be seating provided, and the ceremony lasts approximately 45, 50 minutes. And it's a ceremony that we have annually, and it's held in early October, and we dedicate the day to remember and memorialize and honor those who have given the ultimate sacrifice and have died in the line of duty. And throughout the service, you will see tomorrow the names of 7 firefighters that have passed away over the year of 2021. And unfortunately, all of them were COVID-related, and that is something that we have seen nationwide since the start of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Last year, across the entire United States, there were 135 firefighters that died in the line of duty, and 65 of those were due to COVID.
Oh. Mm. It's hard numbers to hear, but it's important for us to hear them. It's important for us to know and to be able to give some grace, some honor to this situation, to those that we have lost. Mike, one of my earlier memories when I was a kid growing up in Chicago, we were going to have a couple of members of the Chicago Fire Department come by as talk to us as kids in our class and everything. And we were all excited. And I wanted to be an actor when I was little, but I wanted to be an actor that played a fireman. Like, I love firemen. I grew up, really just admiring it so much. And then this young lady came in to the room, and she was upset, mm-hmm. We were kind of thrown off. Well, the gentleman that was supposed to come in had passed, a day or two before that. And his wife came in because she wanted to honor him and wanted to keep she didn't want the kids to be upset. She didn't want us to be sad. But it made a big impact on us. And it's part of the reason.
Absolutely.
That I guarantee you that every kid in that class feels the same as I do to this day, where it's something that it was brought to us at a young age, very similar to the Challenger explosion with our astronauts and everything, that a lot of us in grade school seeing that brought it home to us of how the reality of this situation. That's what that moment did for us. I always like to highlight our firefighters whenever we can, talk about our EMTs, any of these things. But while you can certainly take part in this ceremony going on tomorrow, we encourage everybody to do that. What are other ways that we can help our firefighters, that we can help this great group of people that give everything to us?
Well, every single day there's an opportunity for mm-hmm. people to, if you pass by a fire station and there's the crew is out washing the apparatus or doing lawn maintenance or something, it doesn't hurt to just give a friendly wave or say hello, or passing them in the street, just be sure to give your thanks. And the same applies to the emergency medical services. All fields of first responders mm-hmm. deserve our thanks, whether it's law enforcement, EMS, or firefighters. And telecommunicators are so very important as well, and they are kind of unsung heroes as well. So it's kindness is free, and we need to sprinkle that every single day.
Absolutely.
Well said, Mike.
So for the processional tomorrow evening, I've always found it, watching it, I've always been curious, reading the sides of the doors, the jurisdictions and the different areas that they come from. So do you have do you have an inkling of how many different communities from around the state will be represented tomorrow?
I don't have the exact numbers or even a ballpark figure, but it changes every single year. And it is very interesting to see how far away some of the departments travel mm-hmm. and come to Wisconsin Rapids.
I've just always thought that was cool, to watch as they go by, just to see how far, whether it be how far they travel or mm-hmm. how truly, you might know of a community being just very, very, very small mm-hmm. and that mm-hmm. they they're able to participate and be part of this honor and memorial.
Yes, the silent procession begins at 7 p.m. as you had announced at the beginning, and it starts right at the park, the Memorial Park, and it ends at the Memorial Park. And the route this year is going to be a little different due to construction downtown mm-hmm. and there being some minor detours. Mm-hmm. But they do their best to try to weave their way through the city of Wisconsin Rapids, passing by residential areas. And I have been able to ride in one of the fire trucks a few years back, and I tell you, it just gives me goosebumps looking out and seeing the people waving flags and have candles lit, and mm-hmm. it's very, very solemn, and it's amazing. We've had as many as, I believe, 75 apparatus in one year in the route, but typically you will get anywhere from 30 to 50 different vehicles.
Yeah, it's really awesome, and if you can position yourself as a spectator somewhere near the river,
yes,
and you see the reflection, yeah, of the light. You know, it is. It's exactly what you said. It's the goosebumps and the, yep, awe of what's happening, and you know, the humbling thought of what it's representing. You know, right. So I think, right, that there's all that, but it is really quite cool to see the reflection in the water.
It really is. It's a moving moment every time, and we're so thankful not only for this event and everybody that helps make this event happen, coordinating and all the logistics that get involved to get everybody to town here and such. And also to, again, to everything that Mike has been saying here, because if I can piggyback off of what we were talking about before, Mike, about how you can help any of these industries, being a part of them is certainly an option. We can always use more good firefighters. And if you are somebody that it fits that or have ever thought about that, please consider it. Reach out to your local fire department. Every single fire department and all of our listenership or anywhere else you're listening to us, they have events, they have fundraisers, you know, attending these things. These are other opportunities to show them what they mean to us. And you know, as Mike said, every day we're passing a fire department or we're seeing a firefighter or something, and any of these fields, and just giving some kindness, giving some thanks, letting them know, a little eye contact, letting them know, hey, we appreciate you.
Absolutely makes a huge difference in our day. I have been a career firefighter and paramedic, and I tell you, it means so much. Just something simple as thank you or hello, or there have been people that have stopped at a station and dropped off a plate of home-baked cookies or, mm-hmm, something like that. And even cards, we get cards from school kids, or maybe we respond to a family and help somebody out in their time of need, and they will take the time to drop off a card at the station saying thank you for what we did. And it is absolutely, absolutely amazing, and we appreciate each and every gesture.
Mike, is there a way that if people have, you know, they want to know more about this, or you know, just how they can maybe donate or volunteer or anything like that, is there a way to contact you? Is there a way to find out more about the memorial?
Yes. You were mentioning earlier that departments are in need of help. That is probably has not been more true than the current time. Both in firefighting and the medical field, EMS, there are shortages nationwide. So if anyone is interested in either of the program or both, mm-hmm, some fire departments have both ambulance and firefighting, strongly recommend looking at a technical college or a vocational college in your area and advancing, mm-hmm, yourself in that. But as far as making donations to the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial, we have a website. It has not yet been changed, so it is the Wisconsin State Firefighters Memorial .org, or excuse me, WSFM.org. That is our official web page right now. We are also on Facebook, and the title that you would search under Facebook would be Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial. Mm. And you can locate our address on there, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit charity, so all of your donations would be greatly appreciated and tax deductible.
Kenneth, thank you enough for the time, Mike. Thank you so much. We will see you and everybody tomorrow, okay?
Yes, thank you again.
Thank you.
And not only Mike, not only thanks for the time, thanks for all you do for these communities and the service that you've given us. We appreciate you, man.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, Mike Miller joining us there, and a big thank you to him for the time. Mike, the Vice President of the Board of Directors of the Wisconsin State Firefighters Memorial. This, again, will be taking place tomorrow. Events are happening here in Wisconsin Rapids with the final alarm ceremony and roll call at 3:33 and the silent procession through Wisconsin Rapids starting at 7. As Mike said, you can find their Facebook page, Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial. Otherwise, you can go to WSFM.org. That's WSFM.org. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was
that
great.
Was a good conversation. I really appreciate the time from him. And, you know, what we do around here, everybody, we have these kind of conversations, and then we get into the fun. We jump right into it. No segue, no dive. Nope.
Not just, an hour late.
Nope.
We just do it.
And that's what we're going to do right now. We're just going to dive right in and get into the fun. You know what that sound means. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous theme song, a kids' theme song. We're going to do that for you. It's, you know, we're honoring kids getting back in school and everything like that. You call up at 424-2600. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you go ahead and take a chance and see if you can get this kids' show right. If you do, you win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. You can't beat that. The only thing better than Culver's is free Culver's.
Absolutely.
You got a chance to win that right now. Get ready to call 424-2600 and let Terry and I know what kids' theme song is this.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Let's see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer? Hello, good morning. All right, go ahead and try again here. All right, let's go ahead and try again. You want to call back, please feel free to 424-2600. Just keep letting this play for a little bit. All right, let's see. Good morning, what's your answer?
Mr. Rogers.
Hey, there you go. Nicely done. Yes.
You got to find the bells here.
I got to get to the bell now here. So there we go. Now it's official.
Great job.
Nicely done, sir. What? Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Dave.
Dave, did you know that one right away?
Yeah, he's very popular, so I guess even at 78 years old, still remember
that. Yeah. well played, Dave. That was good. He's one of the most popular, if not the most popular, kids show ever. You know, I mean, it's hard to argue. It really was. It was such an integral show in so many of our generations. And it really speaks to that what Dave is saying there, because like he really hit it on the head. I mean, at his age, he knew who this was as much as kids. There's 3 and 4 year olds right now that are watching like the little cartoon that they came up with for Mr. Rogers and stuff. They've even still got new stuff about. So it's really impactful, really cool, and it's very cool to be talking with you, Dave. You are our newest star of the day. What town are you calling us from?
I'm actually your neighbor right next door.
I thought so, Dave. Oh, you I don't even have to tell you where to come by. Just stop by, Dave. Just come on over.
You don't have to tell me.
So could you hear us through the window, or were you listening on the radio?
I actually listened on the radio. I could see the Firefighters Memorial Parade right from my door.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's nice. That is nice. Dave, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling up and playing along. You're our star of the day.
All right.
We'll have this up front for you, sir. You have a great day. Thank you for joining us. That was fun.
That was awesome.
So, Terry, I'll let you know, and I'm not going to, you know, just keep this between us. I had plans all week to do the Scooby-Doo show. I was going to do the Scooby-Doo theme song.
Yeah.
And I had it all played up and everything. And yesterday, I was just kind of getting some stuff ready for this morning. And I'm like, well, I should probably listen to it, full, just for the heck of it. And, like, in the first 5 seconds, Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
Yeah, you've got to find just, like, an instrumental of it.
Right, yes, yeah. That's what I should have done. Yeah, but I didn't think of that. but that's good, you're right. Dave is our newest star of the day. Be listening next Friday in the 8 o'clock hour.
Or, or 9, whenever we get to it.
James. 8 o'clock hour, where we will get you...
you'll be doing it from Family Natural Foods.
Yes, so that is going to be very interesting how that gets pulled off. Huh. We're going to have fun with it. We're going to have a good one. We'll continue with the kids' theme songs. So be, maybe up to, go ahead and watch a bunch of kids' shows.
Listening for Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, basically. we'll see what we do. We'll see what we do when we come back. We got plenty more to get to. We got a whole half an hour of show left, Terry. We'll get to all of that when we come back on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. And a big thank you to Dave, our newest star of the day. We appreciate that and really appreciate the conversation from Mr. Miller earlier as well.
And an even bigger thank you to Diane. The cookies rock.
Don't they? Yeah, they really do. Yeah.
I had to get in there and get one.
I was telling Terry, if it's a cookie that I wouldn't normally eat, I will eat it because it's Diane's. Like, she just makes good cookies.
Yeah,
she knows what she is doing. Got some entertainment stories to get to, and it's not very often that we get to do an entertainment story that is also a good story of the day. Kane Brown, one of the bigger names in country music. Mm-hmm. Kane Brown is being honored next month by the Boys and Girls Club of America. He is this year's recipient of the Champion of Youth Award. Last year, Kane donated over $100,000 and helped with facility upgrades. This summer, he surprised teens in Nashville and signed autographs. This isn't the first time he's done this. Like,
isn't that cool?
Like a lot of artists, you hear this with a lot of actors, especially with the whole rise of the superhero movies and everything. If I'm filming a scene in Philly and I'm already dressed as Iron Man, why don't I just go show up at the kids' hospital? You know, you give them a heads up, you let them know, and then you just show up, and there's Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man in the kids' hospital, you know? They do this stuff all the time. It doesn't always get a lot of PR, but they constantly are doing things like this. Not for nothing, country artists are known for doing these kind of things, not saying that it's light of what he's doing, but I don't think it's surprising anybody to hear a country artist musician doing this. It's pretty well known for that. But you hear this with other artists and other things, too. It's just a little noteworthy when it's this big, and he makes such a point of it. Whenever he's touring, if there is a Boys and Girls Club in that town, he'll probably show up.
It's really cool.
And he's always done this. And he does this in part, like, very similar. I think many people might remember Denzel Washington's commercial.
Oh, yeah.
With the Boys and Girls Club.
Yep.
Like Denzel, the Boys and Girls Club really helped save Kane, really helped, you know, give him an opportunity that he would not have had otherwise. As somebody who didn't have those, I will say that, I will highlight and promote and champion the Boys and Girls Club as much as humanly possible, because on another side of it, I know the importance of it. I do it all the time with the Boy Scouts, 4-H, Girl Scouts, all those organizations, too. I didn't get a chance to do them, so I know how impactful they can be to kids.
Yeah, and youth development programs are huge.
Really. And they are here, ours here in town. You can find out more about. They have a great webpage, bgcwra.org. That's bgcwra.org. Also, the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids has a great Facebook page. Encourage you to follow that. Wonderful people over there. They asked me to come by once and speak to the kids. And it was about two summers ago. I want to say it was before COVID. So actually, it was a little longer than that.
Sure.
Or no, it was right around that. But yeah, great time.
Come during COVID when there were no kids there?
Right? Yeah, no. That was definitely not the case.
We must have been the summer before.
That would have been smart on their part, but, you know, I'm just speaking to an empty room. But yeah.
Don't worry, we're recording you.
Great people over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Partner program of United Way.
Yes. Thank you, Terry. You set me up perfectly, because mm-hmm. I do want to talk about that, too. When it comes to... you know, when you got the job at the United Way, where you're in the spot you're in right now, CEO and everything, I don't know, because I wasn't around, were a lot of these relationships already built in place when you took over? Or are there things that you kind of helped you and your staff help facilitate?
Yeah, I think it depends. I think that there were definitely many, many, many strong relationships in place. But of course, like anything, as you have, you know, change in leadership and you have change in programming and, you know, different philosophies, you know, those relationships certainly have to be nurtured and tended to. And we have really, we're so very fortunate. We have such strong partnerships with our partner programs in the community, Boys and Girls Club included. I also think of like YMCA. Yeah. So they're transitioning their director position right now. Brett Salscheider mm-hmm. took on a role with another YMCA. And so the interim is going to be Brian Bailey, who was the CEO at at YMCA before Brett. So we already have, you know, a relationship with him. So I think that we're just, this community is great around relationships like that. And so I wouldn't say that we really had any of the, struggles that's maybe some other communities have had mm-hmm. around that, because regardless of what's happening with, you know, whatever, changes in personnel or programming, we've been able to work through those and keep strong relationships so that the most important thing happens, and that is continued programming for kids.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something that Amy and Ben and I were talking about yesterday. It's something you and I have talked about. There's not many... If there's one thing we want nowadays, I want my dollar to get me a million things. I want it to get into a bunch of stuff. And there's not many opportunities that you can invest. And I do mean invest, not just donating, investing in your community. And that dollar, that $5, whatever it is, can impact so many different things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's certainly the beauty of the United Way system as it's set up is that, you know, by investing, you impact everything that we help to fund. And that happens to be 29 programs, 6 coalitions and 10 initiatives. So it's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. We will we'll have more on that when we come back. We're going to tell you what's new on your small screen this weekend and get into some more fun stuff because we got a Then It Right story and some good stories of the day to get to yet. And we got some things going on this weekend that we want to tell you about as well. All that coming up for you after Melissa's news right here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Hope you're having a good start to your day out there. Thank you for joining us. Terry and James here with you. 9:37 on the clock. Wrapping up a bit of entertainment news. Just want to let you know what's new on your small screen this weekend. And kicking off today on Apple Plus is The Greatest Beer Run Ever, starring Zac Efron. As a guy who decides, I don't know if many people even know this story, Terry. This is based on a true story. Zac Efron plays a guy who decides to go to Vietnam, track down his buddies, and personally hand them a beer at the height of all the anti-war protests. This is a big deal when it happened, and it's kind of a story that I'm surprised hasn't been made already.
Yeah, you'd think.
Bill Murray is in this, Russell Crowe is in it.
I'm a Zac Efron fan, so I would watch it just for that.
I have to be honest. I have not seen him act, but I did watch a show that he did on Netflix where he was kind of like traveling around the world and visiting the different places, and he was great on that. Like, he was really good MC. He was the host of the show, did a really good job interviewing. Very talented kid. Like, I've heard enough about his acting.
For me,
he's
charismatic. Like, just differently than some other. Like, I don't know. I just...
Well,
I
when
like
you got him. Those blue eyes.
Those eyes.
Me, man. Yeah. I wish I had those eyes. also new on Netflix tonight, Intergalactic, a movie starring Kid Cudi. And here's the big one that a lot of people are excited about. Today, right now on Disney Plus, already on there.
Midnight last night, actually.
Yeah. Hocus
well,
Pocus 2.
Midnight today, whatever. Yeah.
Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, the great Kathy Najimy return as the Sanderson sisters when someone else conjures them with the black flame candle for Halloween.
So I've got two Hocus Pocus fans at my at my house. So I'm guessing it's already been watched.
just
a guess.
I know my sister is jacked about this. She texted me the moment they really. I actually found out from her before I even knew from Disney that they were going to be doing this.
Yeah, when I saw it, I sent a little snapshot of the trailer to my. To the girls, and they were just like, no way. You know, it was kind of funny.
It was a little after my, I'm a teenager and stuff at that time, so I never saw the original, but I know there's a huge fan
they
base of it.
They watch it like crazy.
They do. My sister was the same way.
I have never seen it from start to finish, which the parts that I've liked, or the parts that I've watched have maybe been like, pass. Mm-hmm. And I should probably watch it start to finish because I know a lot of people who do like it and enjoyed it. I've not been impressed by just what I've watched for the little snippets, but it's pretty popular.
Well, whether we think it is or not, Disney does. Disney knows it is because Disney does not do this lightly. Like they bring it back a sequel after all these years.
And they got all three of them back.
Yeah.
I think if it would have been anybody different.
Yeah, well, and I guarantee you, Bette Midler like tends to do a lot of work just to work, just because she likes the work, likes the project or whatever. I don't mean this in a slight to her or anything, but Sarah Jessica Parker doesn't get out of bed unless it's a big paycheck. And so, if they got her involved in this too, you know that they shelled out for this.
Yeah, so I might have to just watch the first one and then maybe watch the second one.
The latest episode of The Lord of the Rings is on Amazon today, tonight at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, The Price is Right at night. That's interesting. That's interesting. I wonder how that is. I never minded that show.
I always love The Price is Right, but do you think it's the same at night, or are they doing something different at night?
This Saturday for their 48th season premiere, Saturday Night Live is bringing in Miles Teller and the wonderful, great, I make the argument the greatest rapper right now in the game is Kendrick Lamar, and he is going to be the musical guest. I don't give a dang about Miles Teller, but I am watching because it's SNL and because it's Kendrick Lamar.
I'm going to be sleeping.
Yeah, good on you. I don't blame you. I'm also very interested to see the new cast. I've got a couple friends that are going to be in this new group of actors and everything. I'm very excited for. I want to support. A couple that I've already worked with that have been at SNL for years and everything, and it is really alarming. It really encouraging, I think, to anybody in any field to see people start where I got to see them, coming in their first day, kind of getting, not feeling very confident, and here we are 3 years later, 4 years later, whatever it might be, and they're on Saturday Night Live,
super cool.
It's something that everybody can build off of. That can happen to anybody. I promise you it can. It has. I've seen it. Literally. Sunday Night Football, good one this weekend. Sunday Night Football features the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that game might be taking place. It's going to take place in Tampa Bay or Kansas City. I'm sorry. They weren't sure because of Ian and Ian and everything. Mm-hmm. If they might, there was a chance they were actually going to move it to Minnesota at one point. But no, it does look like it is going to be the Chiefs hosting that game. So that should be a good one. And let's see, that is about it for your small screen. They got the premiere of The Equalizer on Sunday on CBS, that looks about it. Yeah, but it's a fun weekend for a lot of good stuff out there. Oh, that was the one I was going to say. They have not promoted this very much, but on AMC on Sunday at 9 o'clock, the series premiere of Anne Rice's Interview with a Vampire. It stars Jacob Anderson from Game of Thrones as Louis and Sam Reed as Lestat. I'm curious to see how that does, because that was huge at the time, and her books are huge. I've read almost every one of her books. She's got a huge fan base, but she passed away a little while ago.
Oh, okay.
And weirdly, usually when an artist passes away, the fan base gets even bigger or stronger or what have you. It almost seems like hers kind of faded a bit. So I think that this has been in the works for a while, and COVID slowed it down and everything. But I'm curious to see how it does, because if it does well, it's their next big hit.
Sure. And what did you say it's on? AMC?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Which has, the home of The Walking Dead and Mad Men and Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. They've got a good history of shows, so they certainly know what they're doing over there. Just not sure how that's one you got to hit right. If you don't hit it just right, you're going to lose everybody on it. Yeah. So we'll see how that does. I wrapping up our entertainment here. This is not really an entertainment story. I'm just loosely fitting it in there because I just think this is funny. Humans can live more than a month without food, several days without water, and according to one survey, maybe about 2 minutes without Wi-Fi.
Pathetic as it is, yeah. Yes.
Actually, it's more like a few hours, but that ain't much better. A poll asked people what essentials they absolutely needed, and 55% said medicine, 53% said electricity, 51% said gas and heating, 48% said electronics, and 46% said Wi-Fi.
Surprised it wasn't higher.
I am too, and I'm kind of encouraged by that. I kind of am. It's unclear what the full list of options were or how the questions were posed.
Yeah, I suppose.
But even if it were one day, it's crazy that many people would say Wi-Fi is one of the bare necessities that they could not live without. That's I would really like to know the details of that, because it's one thing if I'm just sitting at home and I just want to watch things on my phone all the day or whatever. That's one thing. But is there a field out there nowadays that doesn't need Wi-Fi?
Well, I was just going to say, and a lot of people stream their TV now, so you need your Wi-Fi for that. But yeah. But there are a lot of things, or even all of the smart home things now. Mm-hmm. You can, your appliances can be hooked to Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Almost all of our communications are done through email. I mean, almost all of it is.
It is kind of crazy.
So it's more essential than I think we realize.
But I guess I don't think about it from the essential standpoint. I think about it from the entertainment standpoint.
Well, and that's the part that I think puts us in a bit of a gray area, kind of a crux, because it is a necessity for, many people in many different industries. But we've always treated Wi-Fi as it's if you want it, sure, you don't really need it. But then you have teachers giving kids assignments. assignments, and you have to go and search and research this and this and this online. And that kid doesn't have Wi-Fi, or something like that happens. And that's where all of a sudden it becomes a little more like, okay, well, this is why we call it essential. It's not just so I can binge watch Netflix. It's so that the kid can learn.
So maybe it's about what they're using it for, right?
Yeah. I think that it would like a little more definition in this.
I did see this funny. Here's like a little groaner for you. I saw this little, I saw this meme, and it was kind of funny. And it said, want to get someone out of the bathroom at home, turn off your Wi-Fi. You know, because like sitting in there on their phone.
Yes, absolutely. That's hilarious.
Assuming there's one bathroom and there's a line.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I kind of want to do that to somebody now. I don't have a lot of options for that. But
it just struck me funny because I can remember when we were kids and we had two bathrooms, but I can remember, you know what I mean? It'd be like getting ready for school in the morning and there were four of us and it was like somebody's hogging the bathroom, you know?
Now, that used to be where especially if they're in the shower, you hit the toilet. You hit the, you know, that's
yeah,
what
you
or
do. Throw a glass of cold water over the yes, top of the door, yes. curtain. Yeah.
Any of the above, really. Yeah, yeah. So we got a couple of That Ain't Right stories here for you. Wanted to get to one of them here. This is kind of kind of interesting. I don't really know where to. Okay, so someone at a Walgreens in Tulsa, Oklahoma, called the police on Wednesday after they saw a guy illegally parking in a handicapped spot. They called because of the parking spot, but also because he was sitting in his car doing drugs. His name is Logan Bacon. That's his real name, Logan Bacon. And he wasn't in his car by the time the police showed up. So they waited for him to come back. Once he did, he grabbed a handicap placard from the floor of his car and showed it to them, but admitted it didn't actually belong to him.
Oh, so now he also stole someone's handicap placard.
And apparently this is also a very honest criminal. Well. Apparently. He didn't even try to, like right away, just like, hey, it ain't mine. Cops ran his name and saw he was wanted on an outstanding warrant. So they arrested him and found a bag of drugs on him. And sounds like he'd actually been pretty gone throughout the whole day here. While all that was going on, a woman he was with was busy stealing stuff from the Walgreens.
Oh.
She did not know he was out there talking to the police.
So she came out just in time.
She ran off. She comes out, sees this, and goes running off. The cops caught her right away. I'm telling you, karma.
It's kind of awesome,
karma,
isn't it?
Baby. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the reason we do these stories is, for one, to make fun of the criminal element. Yes, but I mean, I always put myself in these officers' shoes and just shaking my head and be like, "Thanks for the gimme." You know, I mean, like you don't get a lot of gimmies. You don't get a lot of laughs on the job there. You
and
don't.
Do you think Mr. Bacon actually like broke into someone's car to steal that placard?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, I wonder.
Or was it grandma's? Or I mean, it doesn't make it okay, regardless.
No,
but I'm just like, really? Now people are doing that?
I mean, that you can add that to his charges because him and her are facing a ton of charges. You are not going to be seeing them anytime soon. You are not going to be seeing them, and rightfully so.
Morons.
Yep. We'll take a break. We'll come back. The word's invented for a reason, okay? If it's not for this, what else are we using it for?
Exactly.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you at 9:52 on the clock, getting into and some good stories of the day before we get into some local good stuff here. And this is a fun one, Terry. People are loving a video of a 29-year-old guy in Southwest Florida named Mike Ross, who saved a cat stuck in Hurricane Ian. Also, a reporter in Orlando saved a nursery by carrying her through floodwaters after she got stranded in her car. And Good Samaritan saved an older guy from a flooded vehicle near Fort Myer. And I've seen two other videos of dogs being saved, just random people going, like this guy, it looked like a boat was sinking. He goes into the boat, grabs this big dog, and the dog's, you know, kind of like just trying to get out loose and everything. He sets the dog down. And then he goes back in and comes out with like two cats in each arm. Like just people doing this. This is random people doing
these
things.
Awesome.
It is incredibly noteworthy. A World War II vet in Texas asked for his 100 birthday cards for his 100th birthday. And it sounded like the internet delivered. His nursing home threw him a big party, and there was a huge stack of cards for him.
I was going to say, I wonder how many zeros were behind the 100, right? Like, yeah, he probably got 1,000 or 10,000. That's cool.
Well done, everybody that did that. That's so cool. And Instagram, I want to take a second with that, because every day we're losing more and more of our World War II vets. So any opportunity that you see something like this, whether it's somebody you know or not, take the extra step, you know, send them a card, do something.
Only takes a minute.
We don't know how much longer we're going to have these guys and everything. So please, you know, but take a moment to appreciate them. An Instagram influencer named Sasha Narang recently bought a Coach purse. Is that a name brand, Coach?
Yeah.
Okay. A Coach purse.
Are you serious?
I didn't know. I honestly thought that there was is it like a Coach named Purse? I wasn't sure.
All right. Yes, so, it's a brand.
Sorry. Okay. Recently bought a Coach purse at a sample sale, then realized it belonged to someone else. When she got home, she found a lady's wallet inside with her ID and all of her credit cards. It turned out it was a woman named Ashley Kwan put her purse down at the same sample sale, and it got mixed up with the other bags. Sasha tracked her down on Facebook and got it back to her.
That is nice, and that's a good story. Who buys a handbag without looking inside of it?
I mean, I've never bought a handbag in my life, and even I was like, well, wait a minute.
That's kind of a... Is that one of those, like, I'm just doing this to see what, you know what I mean?
I wonder. Well, you know, we started it with influencer. And the fact that I had to say that word, I say that as little as possible. I really do. A 29-year-old guy in San Francisco is on a mission to do 30 acts of kindness by his 30th birthday in February. You can follow him on Instagram, an account called 30x by 30. They're not exactly small acts of kindness either. First, he made 400 desserts for firefighters. Then he got 18 companies to donate $12,000 in school supplies and made 150 kits for middle schoolers.
Oh, very cool. So he's going big.
Yeah.
Because when you said 30 things by February, I'm like, dude, you could do 30 things in the next 30 days.
Right,
but this is cool.
Yeah.
This is big stuff.
And he's not stopping there. Apparently, he's been up to even bigger things since this story broke, and even more coming up. And we got a long time between now and February.
Awesome.
I feel like we're going to be
hearing him. We
should follow him. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just kind of keep a tracker on him and see what he's doing.
Keep an eye on this one. Yeah, I want to definitely see how this goes, because I mean, he's only going to be up to even more. There's only going to be even more things that he's going to be doing. That should be pretty cool. 30x by 30 is the Instagram page.
And fun to get. Just get some of his ideas. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
to hear what he does, and then be like, oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Ooh, I like that. Another good story of the day is coming up in October, on October 22nd, and that's Day of Caring, one of our favorite days of the year, brought to us by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Terry, are you guys still, we were talking about it earlier in the show today, but are you guys still in need of lawns? Are there still?
You know, I'm not certain, because Amy and Ben were here yesterday, and typically when we're on we get an uptick. But if there are spots available, Amy will certainly let you know, or she'll put you on a wait list. And so you can reach out to her today at 715-421-0390 and just let them know that you're looking to have your yard raked. And also keeping in mind that this is designed for elderly, disabled in the community, someone who doesn't have the resources, or you know, maybe a family member that could help them, or that kind of thing. So you know, we encourage you, if you have that need, to give Amy a call and sign up. And we are definitely looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
So this is a Saturday morning. We'll feed you a hot breakfast and then send you out on your way. You'll be done by noon. But the idea is that we get these yards raked and taken care of, so that everyone in the community is ready for winter.
Yeah. And appreciate everybody doing that. There's also ways to win their $1,000 sweepstakes. They got their community-wide Denim Day coming up.
Yep. Next Friday is Denim Day. And the idea is just that you donate $5 to be able to wear jeans to work. And, you know, some places even do it even if you normally wear jeans. It's just a fun thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, wear United Way shirts or, mm-hmm. or whatever the case. Let us know you're participating. We'll come take a picture, share it on social media. You can also sign up to be a reading mentor right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And today is the last day for our 80th birthday challenge.
So
you can find information about all of this stuff by visiting uwswac.org, or you certainly can give our office a call at 715-421-0390.
encourage you to do that, everybody. It's some of the best time you'll spend and some of the greatest investments you'll make is with your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. And I wanted to mention one more time, the Nakusa Giants, the Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest, Charlie Brown.
It is time.
It is coming up tomorrow. So it'll be going on Saturday and Sunday. This is going to be a fun event. It'll take place in beautiful Riverside Park in Nakusa. We encourage you to check this out. We're going to be there broadcasting live and direct. Our sister station, WIRI, will be down there. Seth will be there from 2:30 to 4:30 this Sunday. He'll be telling you about the event, what's going on down there, how things are shaking, how much fun they're having.
So he has shared that he's not been at this event before, so not new, right? But once you killed it, well, you have to listen to hear his like giggle when that pumpkin drops.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like
I
just
the,
like the awe, because it's if you've not seen it, it's you just can't really imagine it.
I want to send a shout out to Heather and the gang, everybody making this happen and pulling this event off and doing such a great job year in and year out with it. A shout out to her own Steph Schmidt. She's going to be there helping out, she helped a lot of this come together. And she's even going to be in the crane doing some video of this thing, which is pretty cool. Be sure to be looking at our social media for that, like our Facebook page, and be listening, especially around the 4 o'clock hour, somewhere around there, 4 p.m.-ish. The pumpkin drop, Seth is going to be giving you a play-by-play of that. I can't wait to hear that.
You know, is he gonna? I mean, obviously, there's a safety. You have to keep people back. Yeah. But can't you just get a visual of, like, all the pumpkin guts just like...
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Oh, it'd be such a movie situation, yes. Oh, I kind of hope that... That is going to be fun. Be sure to meet us there at beautiful Riverside Park Saturday, Sunday, Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest going on. We'll meet you there, everybody.
And we could not ask for better weather. I mean, get on out there and enjoy the weekend.
And just one more time, I want to say a big thank you to Mr. Mike Miller, Vice President of the Board of Directors of the Wisconsin State Firefighters Memorial, for joining us. Really good conversation with Mike. Thank you, Terry, for hanging out with us today. You have a good weekend.
You too.
You all have a good one. We'll meet you back here on Monday. Stick around for Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.